That was the TSO playing Mercury, the Winged Messenger from Gustav Holst's The Planets. They were led by Peter Unjin. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. In astrology, Mercury is known as the planet of communication. And a member of the TSO's team who knows a thing or two about that is Barrett Principal Education Conductor and Community Ambassador Daniel Bartholomew Poyser. He is having the TSO try on another style for size next weekend in Reggae Roots, and he joins me now. Daniel, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, it is great to be back.
So, tell us the idea behind Reggae Roots.
The idea behind Reggae Roots is pretty simple. It's just to have as many people as possible in a room enjoying reggae, and that includes this time Jamila, and also the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. So it's basically going to be a big dance reggae party
that
for
sounds,
Toronto, for the orchestra. It's going to be a ball.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the first time the TSO will be playing reggae?
I mean, it's possible that we've done a reggae piece before, but I do believe this is the first full-on reggae concert that the TSO has ever done.
So that's
exciting.
What inspired you to bring reggae into Roy Thomson Hall?
It's interesting because as a person of Jamaican and Trinidadian descent, Jamaica is on my dad's side, Trinidad on my mom's side, this is just music that is normal for me to listen to and music that I grew up listening to. Since my career is that of being a musician, it's absolutely natural that I would want to bring it into my workplace and into my workspace. And the orchestra is just a library of sounds that can be applied to so many different musical traditions, and reggae is but one of them. So it works really well. The charts are amazing. Jamila, the singer herself, is absolutely fantastic. I basically just thought it'd be a lot of fun.
Tell us more about Jamila.
Jamila is originally from Kingston, Jamaica, which is where my father is from. And she sang with the Wailers. So she has a career in reggae that is completely, it's just so strong and so solid. And the musicians that she's worked with, she talks about it during the show. She really knows her stuff when she's talking about reggae and talking about the style of reggae and what the orchestra can do to play these pieces in a more authentic style. So she is an absolute treasure. She worked in Halifax with Symphony Nova Scotia. That's where we first met and first did concerts. She also has a Nina Simone show that she does. But this reggae music is very close to both of our hearts. So that is where we've collaborated. We've done it in Halifax with Symphony Nova Scotia and also in Ottawa at the National Arts Centre Orchestra. And now in Toronto with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra.
Well, it doesn't get more reggae roots than the Wailers. That's amazing. It's offered in three different formats. There's your regular concert. Actually, we'll talk about that one in a moment, but also young people's concert and relaxed performance. How is the program adapted to these different settings?
Well, there's two things. There's the context and there's the content. The content is the same, which is the reggae music and the pieces that we play. But the context, how we talk about the pieces to young people, how we talk about them to adults, how we talk about them to a relaxed audience of people that may be neurodivergent. That's what changes in those contexts. So people are free to pick the context in which they want to receive the content. So that is that's what we're doing there. Three different styles of delivery for three different populations, three different audiences. And I think that's great. I think it's great that we're providing different ways for people from all walks of life to come and enjoy this music. And I might add that the family show, we're doing, you know, a family show on Sunday. That's for everybody. Like, that's for adults. That's for kids. That's for everybody. So anybody can come to that show on Sunday, April 16th, and enjoy some reggae with the orchestra.
And I understand that this also marks the TSO's first appearance in Brampton. You'll be taking Reggae Roots to the Rose Theatre. That's on Saturday the 15th. What's important about taking the TSO beyond Roy Thomson Hall?
So I think that there's a number of things that are really important about that. It's sort of like if you have a friend and they're always coming over to your place for dinner, right? No, you should go to their place as well too, like mix it up a little bit. So we want to come out and see people and do things outside of our wonderful theater. And I think it's also symbolically important that we're coming out of Toronto and we're collaborating with the orchestra that is in Brampton, and we're collaborating with the Rose Theater and doing something new. And there's such a huge Caribbean diaspora. My family lives in Brampton, for example. That's how I know. So I eat plenty of doubles and roti and stuff in Brampton, right? So that's also important symbolically, that we're coming out to this community and we're going to, you know, do the music of the Caribbean diaspora in the place where there's a large amount of people from the Caribbean diaspora. Yeah, that just makes sense. And as orchestra, in addition to playing the music that we know that we love from the Western art music tradition, which we'll always play and which I really, really love, we're also going to do some things that are a little bit different. I think that's good. I think that's fun. I think we can mix it up and enjoy life.
Absolutely. Doubles. Yum. Okay. I wanted to talk to you just, you know, while I have you, just generally about presenting to young people, because what I've noticed is that, you know, the TSO has gotten very smart in recent years about having dedicated people for specific things. Like, it used to be that the same kind of conductors would do the Masterworks and the Pops and some young people's concerts. And now they've got, you know, they've got their dedicated Pops conductor, and they've got you in their principal education conductor, community ambassador. Because it is a special skill, isn't it, to be able to present music, and especially in this context and with such a large orchestra, to young people.
I absolutely agree with what you're saying there. It is important to have specialized people doing special things. I'm a teacher with the Ontario College of Teachers, so I'm OCT certified. And that absolutely comes to play in my work, because I've worked with students, I know what students need, but I've also worked with adults. So as a teacher, as an educator, you're up there, you're presenting, and that has become part of my work as a conductor. That's become a very important part of my work as a conductor, that ability to present as well as conduct. Those are, two of the foundations of the work that I'm doing here and beyond.
I'm curious, because I'm sure there are a lot of different things that you factor in when you're communicating with young people or developing a program for young people, but is there one particular guiding principle for you?
Yes, don't bore them.
Fair point.
Surprises. Awesome. Keep it exciting.
I think that holds true for everyone.
That's it.
All right. Thank you much, Daniel. Well, have a fantastic time with Reggae Roots. It sounds like an absolute blast. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Very, very excited. We're going to have a ball.
That was Barrett, Principal Education Conductor and Community Ambassador for the TSO, Daniel Bartholomew Poyser. He leads the orchestra through Reggae Roots, several performances you can catch next weekend. They'll be in Brampton on Saturday, April 15th at the Rose Theatre, and you can catch them three different times in different ways on Sunday at Roy Thompson Hall. There's a relaxed performance for the neurodiverse in the morning at 11 a.m., and then at 1:30 and 4:30 p.m., they'll be presenting it as a young people's concert. You can find out more at tso.ca. And right now, let's hear some Bob Marley.